Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for February 9th, 2025 is based on Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield, and the sermon title is, Tell the Story. An introduction to our gospel reading. Jesus' teaching of God's word has begun to draw great crowds. For Simon, James, and John, Jesus' teaching inspires hospitality, then obedience, and then risk. After Jesus' creative power is revealed, fear and amazement leads these three fishermen to leave everything behind to become apostles. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Once, while Jesus was standing at the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I'm aware of the elephant in the room. We could try to sidestep it. We could talk around it. We could just pretend it isn't there. Or we can speak to the tension in the room. I'll only be with you as your pastor for two more Sundays. Our choir director and first service musician Lynette will only be with us for one more Sunday. Our Sunday school leaders for our young kids, Kathy and Megan, will only be leading classes for one more Sunday. I'm sure that all of this change has arisen in you a multitude of emotions. Sadness, worry, frustration, fear, anger, confusion. But I don't think that ignoring those feelings does us any good as we try to process so much change in a small amount of time. So instead, we are going to lean into it over the next couple of weeks. We're going to see how the gospel message has a word of hope and resolve for our story in the days ahead. What will the story of Resurrection Lutheran Church be in the coming weeks and months? A good story, one with a happy ending, has to have some conflict. And it has to also have some characters who are willing to go through the conflict, to grow from it, and to come out stronger on the other side. I've laid out the conflict or the challenges that lie before us. So now the question remains, how does this community of Resurrection Lutheran Church band together in unity to come out stronger in the next chapter? I think the answer to that question lies in sharing stories with one another. For we are a people of stories. From the time that we are small children, we are drawn to them. From fairy tales to adventures, bedtime stories, Bible stories. All of these stories passed down from one generation to the next. We learn through the stories. We remember them. We share them. And throughout all of history, we live our lives shaped by the stories we tell and the ones we believe. There's a story about how you came to be here at Resurrection. There's a story about why you chose to stay here at Resurrection. There's a story about how you have experienced God at work here at Resurrection. There's a story about friendships you've made here at Resurrection. There's a story about how serving God has changed you here at Resurrection. Learn from those stories. Remember those stories. And share those stories. This congregation is more than just a single pastor or leaders of certain ministries. This congregation is built on generations of stories. Stories of how God is moving in the lives of people in Lebanon and beyond. The story of this church is not ending. It's merely moving to another chapter. A chapter that will continue the story in which God uses each and every one of you to share God's message of love, grace, peace, and justice to the world around us. Now is the time for each and every one of us to become the storytellers of how God is at work in our lives and how it has shaped us and our gathered community here. Maybe you weren't dramatically converted in a single moment like Paul was on the road to Damascus. But each and every one of us has a story to share. Your story might be one of lifelong faithfulness or a lifelong Lutheran. Or maybe it's a story of coming back to Christianity after wandering away or being hurt. It might be one of deep struggles through which God has strengthened you. Whatever it is, it's a story that can point others to Jesus. Yet many of us hesitate in sharing those stories. I'm not a preacher. I don't have the right words. But God doesn't call only preachers to share the gospel. He calls all of us to share the story. And the beautiful thing about storytelling is that it doesn't require eloquence, only authenticity. Just as Jesus used simple stories to convey profound truths to his disciples, he invites us to do the same in the way that we share our faith. When we tell others about what Christ has done in our lives, it does not have to be to try to convince or convert someone. Instead, we are sharing a testimony of grace at work in our lives. And the Holy Spirit then works through our words, just as God worked through the stories of the early disciples that we hear about in our readings today. Ordinary people who over 2,000 years ago were so amazed at the story of Jesus that they could do nothing else but to share it with the people. And Jesus is more than just a great storyteller. Jesus is the story itself. The life of Jesus is the story of God in the flesh, lived out for all of humanity in dramatic fashion. The story of God's love, of redemption, of salvation. And just as Jesus told stories to reveal God's truth to people, God has given us a calling to be storytellers of God's grace, to share God's story with the world, a story of hope and love that is so overwhelming that we are compelled to share it with others. One of the ways that we live out that story, or that we share the story, is how we live it out. St. Francis of Assisi is often attributed with saying, "Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words." And while we do need words and do want to share the story with our words, our lives also tell that story. What story do our actions tell? Do they reflect the love and ethics of Christ? Do they invite others into the greatest story ever told? Jesus' story, the story of his life, death, and resurrection, is a story of hope for a broken world. It's a story of love that seeks the lost. It's a story of grace that covers our sin. It's a story of victory over death. And just like the story of resurrection, Lutheran Church is not over, God's story is not finished either. God is still working, redeeming, calling us to live into God's kingdom here on earth through our words and actions. Just like all of those lists of people that Paul gives us in 1 Corinthians that we heard about in our readings today, each of us are also called to now be the storytellers, to share with joy and courage the story of Christ's love, to encourage one another with stories of hope, perseverance, and joy, to live lives that point to God in our words and deeds, and to trust that just as a well-told story can change a person's heart, the gospel, God's story, has the power to change the world. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.